بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده حضرت والا شیخ المشایخ رومی زما شیخی و سندی حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ نور اللہ مرقدہ و مزجعہ کی عارفانہ کلام مضمون ہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. کیا کہا؟ زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. عارفان اشعار سنانے سے پہلے حضرت والا کا ہی جاندار اور شاندار اور مانادار ایک شعر سنتے ہی رہتے ہیں، پھر سن لو تازگی آ جائے گی. شعر ہے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے. کیا نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں؟ کیا اونچی بات کہی، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اور اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. ہمارے حضرت والا ہمیشہ فرماتے ہیں کہ جنت میں جانا بہت آسان، بہت آسان بلکہ اسہل. اور وہ کیسے؟ راستہ بتلا دیا. جب راستہ انسان کو معلوم ہوتا ہے منزل مقصود تک پہنچ جاتا ہے، لیکن راستہ ہی معلوم نہ ہو تو منزل مقصود تک پہنچنا مشکل ہے. میں نہیں کہتا نہیں پہنچے گا، مشکل ہے، پوچھتے پاس سے پہنچائے گا، دیر لگے گی، وقت لگے گا. تو اس راستہ کیا ہے؟ سنت کا راستہ. سبحان اللہ، کہہ رو سبحان اللہ. سنت کا راستہ، سنت کا راستہ وہ راستہ ہے جس پر جو بھی چلے گا وہ کہاں پہنچے گا؟ جنت میں پہنچ جائے. اور حضرت والا کا عشق نبی میں ڈوبا ہوا ایک شعر، دل تڑپتا ہے میرا سینے میں، دل تڑپتا ہے میرا سینے میں، اور کیوں؟ ہائے پہنچوں گا کب مدینے میں. سبحان اللہ، ہر ایک کی دل کی آرزو ہے نا، ہائے پہنچوں گا کب مدینے میں، دل تڑپتا ہے میرا سینے میں، اور کیوں؟ ہائے پہنچوں گا کب مدینے میں. یہ کس آہ سے حضرت نے شعر کہا ہوگا میں اور آپ اندازہ نہیں لگا سکتے، ٹھیک ہے نا. جس کے دل میں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا عشق ہوگا وہی یہ کہہ سکتا ہے. تو کہا دل تڑپتا ہے میرا سینے میں، ہائے پہنچوں گا کب مدینے میں. اور آگے سنیے، اور جس کا دل نہ ہو مدینے میں، جس کا دل نہ ہو مدینے میں اس کا جینا ہے کوئی جینے میں، ہائے ہائے اس کا جینا ہے کوئی جینے میں. سماعت فرمائیے عارفان اشعار. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے. زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے. یہ حضرت والا کے مواعظ ہے, نصائح ہے, یہ واعظ ہے, منظوم ہے. کیا ہے؟ منظوم. میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں تو کیا ہو؟ میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. کیا بات کہہ دی, کیا بات کہہ دی. میں جہاں بھی رہوں, جس جگہ میں رہوں, جس فضا میں رہوں, لیکن تقوی جو ہے سلامت. کیا معنی تقوی کا؟ اللہ کا ڈر رہوں میں, اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے, اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے. ساری دنیا سے ہی مجھ کو نفرت رہے, ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے, ساری دنیا ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے. تو کیا رہے بھائی؟ بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے, بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے. میں قبرستان میں نہیں کھڑا ہوں, الاخر تکفیر اشارہ. میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے. آمین. میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے, میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے. عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا. عاشقین سے مراد اللہ کے عاشق. عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا. آمین. عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا. کب؟ اپنے اعمال پر کر ندامت رہے. اعمال پر جب ندامت رہے گی تو کیا ہوگا؟ عاشقوں میں کبھی خبر آگے مبتلا پیچھے, کبھی مبتلا آگے خبر پیچھے. یہ ایک شعر کا اعجاز ہے. حالانکہ قاعدہ تو ہے خبر بعد میں آتی ہے, لیکن حضرت والا کے اشعار کا یہ اعجاز لکھو. عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا, اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے. تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فیدا. کانٹے کی بات کہی ہے. ہر آرزو, دیکھو ہر آرزو قربان ہو کہیں پر, تیری مرضی پر, تیری رضا پر, تیری رضا کے لیے اپنے آرزوؤں کو توڑ دو. ہائے ہائے. تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا, اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے. بعد میں حسرت بھی نہیں رہنی چاہیے کہ کاش کے میں وہ کر لیتا یار, گناہ کا کام مزہ تو آتا تھوڑی دیر. نہیں, یہ حسرت بھی نہیں رہنی چاہیے. کیا بات کہی. تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا, اور دل میں بھی اس کی
نہ حسرت رہے میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے. آخری شعر ہے حضرت والا کا اور دعا ہے حضرت والا کی. حضرت والا کی دعا کیا ہے ذرا غور سے سنیے, نہ صرف یہ کان بلکہ دل کے کان سے سنیے, دل کے کان سے سنیے. روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا, روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا. کیا دعا, شوق کچھ آیا سننے کا شوق, بھائی کیا ہے بتاؤ نا جلدی. روز و شب, روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا. کیا دعا بھائی, ہاں اب کچھ بات ہوئی, اب کچھ بات ہوئی. روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا. میرا مولا, میرا مولا میری استقامت رہے. آمین اللہم آمین آمین یا رب العالمین. میرے مولا, میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے. ان الذین قالوا ربنا اللہ, آگے ثم استقاموا, استقامت استقامت ہوتا کیا ہے, تنزل علیہم الملائکہ, چلتے رہو چلتے رہو. میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے, روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا. میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے. بس دعا پر ہی ختم کرتا ہوں میں, دعا پر مسجد ختم ہوتی ہے, دعا پر حضرت کا کلام بھی ختم ہوا اور میں ختم کر رہا ہوں. اللہم فمین کا ولک.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا, اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی, اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. And everyone, Qari Sahib, mashallah, for rendering this beautiful poem. And more than that, may Allah reward our Sheikh, rahmatullah alayh. And as Qari Sahib, Damat Barakat, to whom he said that this is a bayan of Hazrat. So now, at the moment, we are listening to Hazrat's bayan. With my napak, dirty tongue and heart, but the pure kalam of our Sheikh. And of course, all Hazrat's kalam, how beautifully Hazrat has made bayans. And these bayans in poetic form. So, and also Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we don't take this as entertainment, this ash'ar. Many people take it as entertainment, the ash'ar that are recited. But they have got great, great meaning. And it can change a person's life, so to say, automatically. If we pay attention, inshallah, and by the barakat of Hazrat and the barakat of all the brothers, who have come from where and where and what sacrifices, and the nur of iman which is in the hearts of the brothers, we all benefit from that. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained this from Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, from a material example like globes, bulbs we have, and some may be having a 0 watt, very little light, some 5 watt, some 100 watt, some 1,000, some 5,000. So they are all different. The power and the light of each one is different. But if you light them all together, you put them in one place, the light that comes in the atmosphere, that you can't differentiate. That this is the 5,000 watt light and this is the 5 watt light. They all are mixed. So he says whenever Allah Wala get together, and we all have come to become Allah Wala. MashaAllah, all the bayan that we have heard, really, that is more than enough also if we make amal. It doesn't mean now we decide to go home that we heard these bayans, Juma bayan, after Asr the bayans, MashaAllah, very, very, very beneficial. But Allah give us the tawfiq, the main thing is amal, that we have to practice. To just have knowledge and not have practice is not sufficient. The amal must be there. So, alhamdulillah, it was explained very well, our purpose of gathering here, and what is this tazkiyah, and tasawwuf, what is the object of it. And Hazrat also, in this beautiful poem, has explained this very same subject. And one great, great, as was explained, tilawat of Quran Sharif is so important. To look after one's gazes is so important. To make akhirat, the year after, our real maqsad, that is the real object. This world is but temporary. So all this year, all parts and aspects of this tazkiyah, of how to reach Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So all of it is necessary. Just like a human being, just with eyes alone is not sufficient. No nose, no mouth, no ears. Or just with ears, or just with a brain and no heart, or just the heart and no brain. Everything has to be there. And everything is there and on its place and proper, then that is a perfect human being. So like that, to become Allah's banda, we need all the different aspects. So here is the great aspect of the importance of the sunnat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Qari Sahib repeatedly repeated those words of our Shaykh, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jannat ke raaste. That is following in the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, this is the road to jannat. Anyone wants the road of Jannat is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that will come. Maana ke meer, Jannat abhi door hai. We believe that Jannat is still far. We have to die. And after that, then the starting of Jannat, inshallah, Allah grant us all, starts from there. But even then, it's still far. The day of Qiyamah, kana miqdaruhu 50 alfa sana. The day of Qiyamah alone will be 50,000 years long. And then after when they pull sirat, all that. Lekin aashik jo hai. But aashik is that person that already now he's in Jannat. Allah se milate hai. A person is connected with Allah. And when he's connected with the creator of Jannat, then he's got Jannat in his heart already. That Jannat on its place, sir ankhon pe. But when you have Allah in your heart, you got the creator of Jannat in your heart. So what a beautiful poem of Hazrat Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hai Jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai Sunnat ke raaste. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Just to talk about it is easy, but to practice on the sunnahs and the whole of deen, every aspect of deen, and it isn't a matter of talking and listening. It isn't a matter of coming to Islahi Jalsa or weekly programs or whatever, but it is a matter of it coming into our lives. It must be present in our lives. That must be our object, and that must be how we should gauge ourselves. That how much is it in my life, the teachings of our elders, which are the teachings, and alhamdulillah, as Maulana Ibrahim Deoda Sahib, Damat Barakatum, had explained that the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, their aqidas are the right aqidas. But there is weakness in our amal, weakness in our actions. We have to correct that. So So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring the amal and to bring deen into our lives. So we have got the short period of this dunya's life, and it is only once that we have this opportunity. And also nobody knows. Every day we hear somebody has passed away here, somebody has passed away there. We young people, old people, sick people, healthy people. One of our brothers told us that his mother, nothing wrong. She made wudu, she came on the musalla. Afterwards they found that she had passed away. Healthy, nothing wrong. Went and made wudu herself, everything. So maut is only in Allah. So, and once maut comes, there is no second chance. This is the one chance that we have got. And one beautiful, like sunnat ka tariqa, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Hafsa, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ki ashal tariqa hai, is the most easiest way. Anything you want to do in life, you do it sunnat tariqa, is the most practical, the most natural, the most easiest way to do. No fancy frills and all other things there. Just straight, whether it's nikah, whether it's janazah. And especially with regard to janazah, mayit. Many non-Muslims, when they saw the Muslims' funeral, they accepted Islam. So otherwise, they have to pay their whole life. They have to pay money to, what is that? For burial servers for the, see? In funeral, the expenses they have to hold, they have to pay. And the teaching also of our deen, as soon as possible to bury the person. They keep the body for so long. And then it's a whole, the proceed. Our sunnat tariqa, ashal tariqa. Sunnat ka tariqa, ahsan, the most beautiful way. Anything you want to do it beautifully, and every person likes to do whatever he does beautifully. And the way to do it beautifully is the sunnat tariqa. Whether it's our eating, whether it's our sleeping, whatever it is, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Sunnat ka tariqa, ashal hai, ahsan hai, ajmal hai, akmal hai. It is the most beautiful and it is the perfect way of doing anything is the sunnat tariqa. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we have come here and make it a means in the whole ummah for all the sunnats to become alive, inshallah. Wherever it is for the sunnats to become alive. And that will be a great, great attraction, da'wah towards Islam also. If we do things like we have many non-Muslim from our families we hear, that the woman folk, when they see our the type of nikah, when it's done according to sunnat, how easy it is. Otherwise it is, today unfortunately, we as Muslims also, there is no difference between our weddings and their weddings. Whereas if we do it according to sunnat tariqa, it is so, and mashallah there are people, lot of people who do then everything nikah according to sunnat. So if we do it that correct way, like for example, we have heard of so many cases where they went and proposed, they agreed, and same time they made the nikah. Finish, everything over. And walima is so simple. You just call a few people and you have your meals and your walima is done. So everything is so simple according in Islam. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, anfa tariqa hai. The most beneficial way of doing anything. So this beautiful sunnah of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just to refer to one as our Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to stress that mention some sunnah every time also. The sunnah of miswak. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring it alive. It is a great sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna salata bis siwak. أفضل من سبعين صلاة بدون سواك. A namaz that is performed with miswak is 70 times more virtuous than that namaz without miswak. Like for example, yeah, we are all sitting, we all made our Isha namaz. All those who made miswak with their wuzu, with which they made the Isha namaz, they made miswak also. It is like they didn't read one Isha namaz, افضل من more than 70 times also. Who of us will read, we know of that Buzurg, he must his namaz for Jamaat and he repeated it 27 times, 25, 27 times. Who of us will repeat our namaz again? To repeat it once. Or, for example, in Ramadan, if the imam have to say for whatever reason that my Isha namaz was not made and they finished that Taraweeh, and they have to repeat that Isha and they have to repeat that Taraweeh. Or like one imam, the king's imam. Now he's a big person. He made Fajr namaz and in Awwal work they started. So he read Surah Baqarah, which is about 2.5 suparas. And after that Surah Ali Imran, another 1.25. So altogether about 4 suparas he read. And he finished just before the sun rises. He made salam. But then he announced that all must repeat their namaz. I didn't have wuzu. Now, then one person became very angry and gave him one slap. So the king summons him and asked, how could you give my imam a slap? So when he explained this, he said, no, then he deserves it. So anyway, to repeat 27 times. Now this is 17, afzalu min sab'ina salat. More than 7 is just by using the miswak. Allah Ta'ala. Inna sunnat as-siwak tudhakkiru kalimat shahadatin and al-maut. Or kama qal. That the sunnat of miswak will remind a person to read kalima shahadat at the time of maut. To read kalima, what a great gift. And to read kalima shahadat, what a great thing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of appreciating the sunnat and appreciating Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whole life full of sunnahs and so many sunnahs to make to give us the proper understanding of sunnahs and then to apply them into our, in our lives. So Hazrat says, "Zindagi meri paband sunnat rahe." My life, I must spend it according to sunnah. Not just sometimes we get josh and we make lot of ibadat and not everything according to sunnah. And other times, completely discarded. Or we go for Umrah, for example. There we practice all the sunnahs. Ramadan, Mubarak, we practice. Then when we go to for a holiday, all the sunnahs are thrown away. And in fact, even our farais and many other virtuous acts also, we compromise them. Or we discard them. No. Meri zindagi meri. My whole life, and as Hazrat explains in this poem, that every, our whole lives we must be practicing according to sunnah. Bas mere dil mein teri muhabbat rahe. May Allah make it, grant us all that love of Allah in our hearts. And really the only being, the only that that is worthy of love is Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the creator of love. So how lovable won't Allah Ta'ala be? Allah Ta'ala is the most beloved. Allah is the most loving. Allah is the most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is the most caring. Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. So Allah Ta'ala give us His muhabbat. And Allah Ta'ala grants istiqamat. That muhabbat must increase all the time in our hearts. Allah, out of His fadl and karam, and this is a gift from Allah, whom Allah blesses with His muhabbat. And then the muhabbat of His kalam, the muhabbat of Quran Sharif, the muhabbat of His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah bless us. And the muhabbat of the sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person openly and clearly gives preference to the miswak over the toothbrush, to the way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, compared to the way of life of the non-believers. Allah Ta'ala in His fadl and karam, bless us with that. That is what we have to make an effort for all the time. Zindagi meri paabande sunnat rahe. My whole life, this is istiqamat which comes in front also. And so to have this all the time, that my life be according to the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Samne aisa khauf qiyamat rahe. This is a thing which we are lacking very much. In front of us all the time to be thinking of qiyamat. What a day. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. You will recognize, this is my brother, this is my father, this is my son. But all will be running away from one another. Nobody, will run to help one another. They will recognize one another. But their family ties will not help them. Everyone which is amal. So all this time in the Quran Sharif, mashallah, from beginning to end, the beautiful sketches of the year after the Quran Sharif has drawn. Allah give us tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif and understand. Those who are ulama, mashallah, they should ponder. But one friend of ours, he's not an alim. He's a very wealthy merchant, businessman. But he says every day he spends about perhaps an hour or so on his Quran Sharif. He reads the Arabic and then the translation in English. And then again repeats it so that he gets a proper understanding. And he has been given advice that the translation must be an authentic translation. It's not just that at random, especially on the phone nowadays, we just any translation, a person can get mislead. Very important that we must ask some ulama that which translation must I follow. So the Quran Sharif draws out, spells out everything for us. So the day of Qiyamah, Allah make it that it be in front of us all the time. Samne aise khauf e qiyamah rahe, sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. And that is the nuskha, that is the prescription to stay away from guna. When you think of Qiyamah, a person will stay away from guna. Because on the things of Qiyamah, what a day it will be. Then a person, this little guna, he will see, it's not a big thing. It's easy to overcome that desire of committing that guna. So many of us, we ask the question that how to save myself from sin, from guna. So Hazrat has given it here in front, keep us samne aise khauf e qiyamat rahe, that keep the day of qiyamat in front of us, and then inshallah sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. Allah will protect us from gunas, and our worst enemy is our sins. And all types of sin, wadharu zahir al ismi wa batina. Then save yourself from all types of sin, which are open sin, and they are hidden sins also. Especially the nafs. The shaitan invites us to many sins which are open sins. Like the World Cup just went, which gone past. And many people, shaitan attracted them to that. To many other things also shaitan attracts. And nafs attracts to the hidden sins. Sins which are hidden. The desires of a person. And that also is very important, a person, Allah give us all tawfiq. We make effort that this desires of us must become subservient to the laws of Allah, then to the sunnah and the ways of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Main jahan bhi rahun, jis fida mein rahun, wherever I am, in whichever atmosphere I am. Sometimes a person at home is a very pious person, but when he's on travels, he's up in the air, making jokes with the air hostesses, with a fellow passenger, a lady, and he's talking there. No, gee, wherever I am, whether I'm at home or whether I'm at work, wherever I am, all the time, business places, shopping malls, etc., wherever I go, my taqwa must remain salamat. And all the time, I must have the khawf of qiyamah in front of me. We are all deeply in need of it. To talk this is easy. Not easy really, but comparatively. And to listen to it, but when the time comes of it, at that time there to have that fear, and to fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As one of our satis explained, that when that person went to the immigration in Israel, or ladies everywhere, and whoever, he didn't look at them. You're not my mother, you're not my daughter. How can I look at you? They got impressed also. So that everywhere, that there's nobody else, it's you alone there. And at that time, you can easily just slip. And unfortunately, most of us, we slept at such places. But one time in America, a person who's alhamdulillah is Iman, was made Jamaat Sati. He was in a lift. And later or whatever happened, then there was a lady also, American lady, and how they dressed up, dolled up, etc. But he didn't lift his eyes and look one bit. And she made out that he's not looking at all. When the time came when he had to get off, or she, then she asked him, that how come you didn't even look at me? And didn't make one that, oh, you are so gorgeously dressed, or you look so beautiful, or anything like that. Nothing whatsoever. He still guarded his gazes, and he is told that, we've got no relationship, I've got nothing to do with you. And then she asked for his phone number. He gave his wife's phone number. And he told his wife that perhaps a lady will phone. And afterwards she accepted Islam. Yeah? How many film actresses on things like this, they have accepted Islam. And then they spent time in Jamaat. One such lady in Pakistan, also of that background, once when she put on her burqa for the first time, and she looked in the mirror, she burst out crying. So the other ladies thought they had perhaps offended her, hurt her, so they asked. She says, no, this is the first time in my life I'm looking at myself as a woman. Otherwise, I was like an animal, naked, and just moving around just like that, nakedly. First time I'm seeing what a woman, aurat, which is called aurat. A lady is a covered by nature. She has to be covered. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Mera taqwa hamisha salamat rahe. Oh Allah, let my taqwa always remain safe. Let it remain in place wherever I am. May Allah give us tawfiq. That one moment we'll shaitan, devil, next moment we angel. We are farishtas. And we just change like that. No, all the time our taqwa remains salamat. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. Dunya, yeah, what is dunya referred to? Where there is no remembrance of Allah, the laws of Allah are not there. You can be in the middle of your business, but all according to Shariat. And Allah is in mind. You are seeing the watch. It's not Zuhr time. It's not Asr time. You are all the time you are concerned. That is not dunya. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have got iman, real proper iman, their love for Allah is more stronger than this dunya. Which our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained it so openly and directly to us. He says if you have 51% the love of Allah and 49% the love of dunya, this is permissible. But which dunya? Which is according to deen. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be with his family members, like any person talking, joking, whatever it may be. But the minute Adhan used to go, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became like a person who didn't know us. Now Allah has summoned us to him. So like that. So that is not dunya. That is 100% permissible. So whatever our business, we're doing it according to Sharia. Our living in our homes with our families, everything is above board according to Sharia, then that is not dunya. So this dunya, where Allah doesn't exist. Allah is everywhere all the time. But we carry on as though Allah is not there. Then from that, Hazrat is asking for protection. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. Like, for example, you go to the World Cup, you go to a sporting event, some other show, entertainment, where you don't think of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So from such things, oh Allah, let my heart be completely taken away from there. But my jais, permissible business, my family, whatever that which is within the limit, that is quite in order. Bas tere naam ke dil mein lazzat rahe. and like he was there, that all the time to take Allah and to take it with relish and enjoyment. And mashallah, there are so many people, middle of the night, they on their own, and they're making the zikr of Allah and repeating the name of Allah Ta'ala. Oh, what enjoyment there is in there. May Allah bless us with that enjoyment, that to take, to read Durood Sharif, to take the name of Allah and repeat the name of Allah. La ilaha illallah. Like one person who is one time in America also, in a hospital on a Sunday, visiting hours, there was a Muslim and another non-Muslim. The Muslim got lot of visitors. The non-Muslim got no visitors. So after all the visiting hours all left, that non-Muslim asked the Muslim, how come you get so many visitors and for me not one visitor? He said, we are Muslims. We have got the religion of Islam, which teaches that you must visit the sick people, and 70,000 farishtas make dua for you if you go and visit the sick person, and so many other virtues for that. So he says, then, can't I also become a Muslim? He said, yes, you can become. How? He said, read the kalima, la ilaha illallah. Now, normally a non-Muslim to read la ilaha illallah is difficult. They read it, they can't pronounce it properly also. But he kept on trying, kept on trying. As soon as he got it right, he passed away. He read it and he passed away. So this kalima which Allah has given is a great, great gift that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Meri dil mein tera dard e ulfat rahe. Allah Ta'ala make it that in our heart we have that pain. It's called dard, pain. Because on that you have to make lot of sacrifices. One sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, think what you are saying. So he says, no, really, I love you. Then he said, if that is the case, then be ready for trials and tribulation. Because who loves me, in that path you are tried also. So this is what has to come into our heart, that love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And for that, fajr time to get up. And Allah give tawfiq of tahajjud. Now, your sleep is sweet, dear to you. You enjoy your sleep, but you're sacrificing it. And while the world is away, sleeping, you are away. You're going out now for Fajr Namaz. It might be a cold day. It might be a raining day. But you say, no, Fajr, I have to go, and I have to go to the masjid. So you have to be ready for all this. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and whatever is required, it is with this power of iman that a person can make all these sacrifices. May Allah bless us with that. Meri dunya e wulfat salamat rahe. And my life of your love, oh Allah, keep it intact. Let it not get destroyed. Oh, shaitan is making effort all the time. For all four sides, he's making effort to distract us, to rob us of this iman. But Allah, so the dua must be of a true believer all the time, that Ya Allah, how can this iman of mine remain safe and intact all the time? Aashiko mera naam likh jayega. Yeah, mashallah, Allah reward. Qari sahab, how nicely explained this, that first the result is mentioned, and then the condition. Otherwise, first the condition, then the result which comes on there. My name will be written amongst the lovers of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. When will that happen? When will I be counted amongst the lovers of Allah ta'ala? Apne amal par gar nadamat rahe. If a person always, he doesn't feel that I'm very pious, I did so much amal, this I did, that I sacrificed, but always it's not worth acceptance. Oh Allah, make me maaf. Oh Allah, I didn't do it right. My condition is very bad. As long, one time, Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, saw Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam writing down some things. So I asked him, what are you writing? So he said, I'm writing the names of all the ashiks of Allah, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala.
So Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, write my name also somewhere in the, at the bottom, somewhere in brackets, somewhere in a corner. I'm also an ashik, write my name also. When the list was ready and he prepared it, his name was top of the list. So when we think of ourselves as the lowest, Allah put us the highest. But when we think we are the highest, that I make so much ibadat, I make so much sacrifice, my ibadat is so good, my this is so good, then a person is in danger, in great danger. But as long as a person has got this fear, and for that, all the time istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Continuously, the person is an istighfar. It comes in the hadith sharif, that person who on the day of Qiyamah, in his record of deeds, lot of istighfar, he will be very, very fortunate. Or that person who is in the record of deeds, so lot of istighfar we must have. And we beg Allah tabaraka ta'ala for his forgiveness all the time. Teri marzi par har arzu ho fida. That's also to say it is very easy. Teri marzi par, on the command and desire of Allah, every desire of mine I must be able to sacrifice it. And whatever a person has got, he's traveling and it's raining and it's time for namaz. And namaz time is going to go out, asr namaz time or something. But he is somehow, some way he looks for a place to make his namaz. That my namaz mustn't become qaza. Whatever can happen, my maghrib namaz mustn't become qaza. I mean, difficult position. So all the time you have to give your zakat, and that money you need it, but you know, Allah's hukam. I have to pay my zakat, I have to do this, whatever. Teri marzi par har arzu ho fida. On your desire, what you have commanded me, every desire of mine must be sacrificed for you. And that a person works so much on his iman. And this is what the Islahi Jalsa is all about. This is all what going out in jamaat is all about. This is all becoming an alim. All this is not just to become an alim and know, or that I spend my 40 days in jamaat, or I spend my time in the khanqah, I became bayat, etc. No, all this is that all the time we keep Allah Ta'ala in mind. In all this, these are different roads, but they lead to the same thing, to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. How to reach Allah Ta'ala. And fortunate are those who do all. They are alims also, they go in jamaat also, they worry of the islah also, they worry of everything. All four sides they, and mashallah there are so many that have all this concern. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And together with that and many other works of deen, working in the people like the refugees at the moment, of whether it's Gaza or other countries, Syria, many other places where the poor refugees, in what condition they are. How many widows? There are some people, Allah give them jazaa khair, their work and mission of life they have made to help the Ahle Bayt, the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they are spread in the world, the family of Nabi. And many of them are in difficult conditions. The family of Nabi, Sa'adat, the Sayyids. But they are in difficult conditions. And their work is to trace them, look for them, and then to help them. Now what a great service that is. Like that there are many other great services also people are rendering. May Allah accept from everyone. And Allah keep all our efforts within the framework of Sharia. Because very easily in these things, a person falls out of the framework of Sharia. Because non-Muslims also do many things, and they do it in their style and their way. So we must do it according to the sunnah. It is said of the time of Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the fifth righteous Khalifa, that the treasurer came and told him of the state, that there is a surplus of money in the treasury. So he said, give it to the widows. He said, we have given all the widows. Give it to the orphans. We have given it to all the orphans have got. Various categories. Then he said, to throw seeds, food for the birds on the mountaintops. so that it can be recorded that in a Muslim country, the birds also don't go hungry. Allah give us tawfiq that we make include in our du'as, that for example, the birds, the fish, the animals, they are blind animals also. They are animals whose bone, one's leg is broken, and to make dua, the Buzurganidin have said, a person who makes dua like that, he is amongst the kutub, the high-ranking awliya, who makes dua for all that creation of Allah Ta'ala. And who is going to, which hospital they going to? That bird, or that fish, or whatever it is that has got some defect, in which hospital are they, who is going to help them? Oh, it's only, and Allah is seeing to all. Dhannur Bisri, rahmatullah alayh, once sitting on the River Nile, the banks of the River Nile, and he saw a frog coming, and like you can make out sometimes when a person, like sometimes you have to go to the bathroom, and you can make out this person is walking fast and he's going, because he's got a need, there's some emergency. So like that, this frog came like that, and he made out that this frog has got a mission and something. So it went into the water, disappeared. And after a while, it appeared again. Then he turned to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, ye kaun sa majra? What is happening this? What I'm seeing with my eyes here, this frog went and now it came back. Allah put in his heart that at the bottom of the river, there is a snake that has gone blind. Now it can't look for its own rosy. So I send this frog with its rosy to go and feed that snake at the bottom, on the banks of the bottom of the river. So that's Allah's work. Allah sees to all His creation. But if Allah give us a share in that dua, and we make du'as for the creation of Allah. Aur dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe. Hazrat used to explain this many times, that when you give up any guna, you don't commit a guna, then that sorrow mustn't be in the heart, that I won't get a chance to look at that woman again. This was a chance I had. But then no hasrat, no sorrow. You had the chance to do some business deal, some backdoor goods, some stolen goods. And you could have done a big profit, but you, for Allah's fear. But after that, you will be happy, khushi, that you discarded that deal, or discarded that opportunity of looking at that woman or whatever, and you are happy about it. Like that, that is the heart of a mu'min. Meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. My life of the love of Allah, oh Allah, keep it safe. Keep it with afiyat and salamati. Let not attacks come on it. I'm very weak. And if all I'm attacked every time, then for me to withhold and withstand is not so easy. Oh Allah, you make it easy for me. Roza shab, qalbe akhtar ki hai ye dua. And Qari sahab, Allah reward him. He put stress on this, that this dua, which Hazrat says, I'm making every time, morning and night, day and night, all the time, this is my dua. What is this dua of mine? Meri maula, meri istiqamat rahe. Istiqamat is a very big thing. Al istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. Istiqamat is better than 1,000 karamats. One person stayed in the company of Hadrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah ali. After 10 years, he said, I'm leaving, I'm going away. So I asked him why. He said, 10 years I stayed with you, I didn't see one karamat. And what is a karamat? Like to fly in the air. And our Shaykh rahmatullah ali says, to fly in the air, we all will be impressed. If we know of any buzurg who flies in the air, a flying buzurg, we will be all very impressed with him. But a fly flies in the air. So then you should think the fly is a big buzurg, that it flies in the air. What kamal it has got. Hey, a bird flies in the air. No, that is not a achievement. To walk on the water, and the fish that swim in the water, and how they swim. What is a karamat? Karamat, and a thing of honor and greatness, is to have istiqamat. Under all conditions to remain firm. May Allah give us the qualities and keep us in this way, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala make it. Now some announcements will also be made that how to spend our night, etc. So all that, let us keep it in mind and try and bring it into our lives, inshallah. That at all times the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we try and follow them and make them that our shewa. As our buzurgs explain, that the khadims, for example, when they taking out the socks of the buzurg, and they take out the right leg socks first, immediately they reprimand them. Maulana Muhammad Gardi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, he says that on one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh, when he was now very, very old and very weak, so they thought they'll just make a quick wuzu for him. It was time for namaz. And they left out the miswak. Hazrat became so angry at that time. And he said, if you can't make a khidmat, you all can get away from here. Where's the miswak? And he grabbed it, and what is firm, infirm, weak condition, he made a little bit miswak. So that is istiqamat like that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that what our eyes, our thoughts, and one is on the cell phone, you go to various sites, may Allah protect us. And one is without a cell phone, just in your mind, in your heart, you are fantasizing and you are thinking of all bad and evil things. Nobody knows about it. There's no phone near you also. You haven't got a phone, whether you're in i'tikaf, whether you're at home, but your mind is still working. So Allah protect us from all that and guide us to righteousness, inshallah.